From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. The sound of enthusiastic barking dogs have been ringing through the West Central Mountains as sled dogs and their mushers roam up and down the mountain paths for the 5th annual Idaho Sled Dog Challenge. Now, there are short races plus the 300-mile big race, which draws top mushing teams from all around the country. And this year, 6 Idahoans are taking part. So joining us today are Idaho Sled Dog Challenge Promotions Director Eliza Barkley and mushers Nicole Lombardi and Jessica Reimer. I want to thank all of you for coming to the program today. And Eliza, Eliza, can I start with you? Can you tell us quickly about this year's races?
It's exciting because our event continues to grow. This is our 5th year running, and so we've added a few new races this year. We have a Warm Lake race up at Warm Lake outside of Cascade, and that kicks off tomorrow. Vet checks are happening today, so that's tomorrow and Thursday, and that's a 52-mile round-trip race. And then we're bringing back our ceremonial start this year, and that's on Sunday, January 29th at the Activity Barn in McCall. And then we kick off our big event on the 30th in Cascade, and that's both the 100-mile and the 300-mile races. And this year, we moved both the 100 and the 300-mile races to start on the same day. Past years, we'd started them one day and then the following day, but this year, it can be a whole day for everybody to come out and join.
So, Jessica and Nicole, I want to bring you into the conversation. And Nicole, I'll start with you. How did you get into sled dog racing?
Well, actually, I got my first sled dog because I was looking for a running partner, a dog that would run trails with me. And I quickly realized that I was going to be outmatched by my dog. I think it was my mom who told me about a pool training clinic flyer that she saw. And so I went to a pool training clinic hosted by the Cascade Sled Dog Team and our club, and that's where I got my start.
And Jessica, what about you? How did you get into this?
Yeah, so I grew up in Northern Canada. So I grew up watching it as a kid and seeing it around and being neighbors with mushers. And even though my family didn't do it ourselves, I had Alaskan Huskies as pets. And so it wasn't a foreign concept for me. And so in my early 20s, I worked as a dog sled guide in the Canadian Rockies for a winter. And again, it wasn't like I was like, oh, I really, really need to do this. It just seemed really natural. And then about 8 years ago, we moved up to Alaska with our two pet Alaskan Huskies and very quickly got a couple more to ski jour with and then just started building a small team from there.
And Nicole, I understand that you actually won the 100-mile race last year and then you picked up a win at the Eagle Cap Extreme this year. So what is the Eagle Cap?
What is the Eagle Cap? So the Eagle Cap is another 100-mile race that's hosted in Enterprise, Joseph, Oregon. Similar format this year to Idaho, where you have three different routes that you take with a common checkpoint, at least in Oregon. And so total 100 miles for the sled dogs with a mandatory 6-hour rest.
So as I mentioned, Nicole, not only have you raced in the Idaho Challenge before, you won the 100-mile race last year. What's special about the Idaho Challenge?
Oh, there's so much special about the Idaho Challenge. I really love that race. The community is great. I can tell you, I always look forward to driving through the small towns and looking at the ice sculptures. But specific to the race, you know, there's a whole community that comes out. The school kids come out and they look at the dogs, but also just the terrain specifically. It's a lot of uphill.
So, Jessica, have you participated in the Idaho Challenge, or is this your first time this year?
No, this will be our first time. This is our first year doing 100-mile races, and so last year we were just doing 50 and 60 miles, and so Idaho wasn't really accessible to us, but this year we're jumping up to the 100-milers, and so we're really excited to come out and check.
I love it. So, Eliza, we should note that anybody can come to the race and watch it and participate. But a really big thing we need to talk about is that you do not want people bringing their dogs to these events. Now, apparently there was an incident last year with a spectator's dog. So can you talk a little bit about about that and why it's so critically important to not have non-mushing dogs around the event.
We would love, for people to come. We love to, for them to come to the start, to the checkpoints, to ceremonial start, to all of our events. And there's a ton of kids that come. We had 500 last year, and we're looking at 600 plus this year coming to the start. And the dogs, please don't bring your pets, your pet dogs. These dogs are working dogs. They love to run. That's what they do. And it's like if you were running a big race yourself, you really don't need distractions or want them at the beginning of anything. And so bringing your pet dogs, it just causes distraction. The other mushers, Nicole and Jessica, can add on to it, but they may key in on a dog that's there, or a dog might start barking, and it's just not a good idea to bring them. So if you do have to bring them, then we're cold enough here. You can leave them in the car for the short period of time. But please, please, please don't bring them down. We do our best to manage it, but it's a big event and we have some fencing up, but obviously we can't fence the whole thing. And so just leave your pets at home, or if you need to, leave them in the car. McCall is super friendly, pet friendly. So there's lots of opportunities to get them out, but it is a huge thing. It was, fortunately nobody got hurt last year. That is potential. So just avoid bringing them, and that would be super helpful.
And Eliza, where can people go to watch the mushers racing? Like where are kind of like the best areas?
Well, we have, so the activity barn for the ceremonial start on the 29th. And then for the main start is in Cascade at the boat ramp across from the Lakefront Bar and Grill Restaurant. And so they can watch them there. And then Cascade is a checkpoint that is accessible by road. We have 5 road accessible checkpoints. So we have Cascade, we have Platte, the little ski hill in McCall, and then we have the Y checkpoint as well. And all of the checkpoints, directions and everything for them are listed on our website. We have one remote checkpoint that is accessible only by snowmobile, and that's the Third Fork checkpoint, which actually dips into Gem County. So we cover Adams County, Valley County, and a little bit into Gem County. And the last one is Smiths Ferry. So if you're coming up from the Boise area and Treasure Valley, you actually don't even have to come all the way up. You can stop by Smiths Ferry. And the best way to do it is really to watch, to log into our website, which is IdahoSledDogChallenge.com. And all of the mushers have live tracking devices on them. So if you follow the live tracking, that will give you the most accurate estimate of when you can see them coming in.
Well, I love it. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Nicole and Jessica, best of luck to both of you. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for
having us. Absolutely. We have been talking with Promotions Director Eliza Barkley and mushers Nicole Lombardi and Jessica Reimer, discussing the Idaho Sled Dog Challenge. We will, of course, put all that information and lots of pictures up on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.